Scattered showers and thunderstorms will likely occur across a portion of the Midwest here today and tomorrow, ending on Sunday morning. Most of the precipitation is going to be concentrated on the region from portions of Iowa and Missouri eastward into the Ohio River Valley. And portions of Kentucky are still expecting to see some of the most consistent rainfall in the greatest amounts. Maybe some 1 to 2 inch totals will occur in that particular region. Areas just north of the Ohio River in southern Indiana and southern Ohio might see a couple of locally stronger storms as well, but it's not going to be very common. There's also going to be scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring from Iowa and Missouri today, and they will drift eastward through the weekend, passing through Illinois and Indiana, and ultimately into Ohio and Kentucky. So the coverage of rainfall this weekend will probably be the greatest we've seen in a while from the central into the eastern portions of the Midwest, and the resulting rainfall will certainly be welcome. Most areas will be looking at a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain, with some locally greater amounts. The heavier amounts, though, will be limited to counties and parts of counties and not necessarily more generalized than that. And so the areas that get a significant amount of relief from the droughty conditions will be very limited. And even in those areas they get upwards to an inch or more of rain, most likely the benefit will be somewhat short-lived because drier weather will come in next week along with a continuation of warm temperatures. Evaporation rates will continue to be quite high across a big part of the Midwest, and as long as that continues to be the case, it'll be very difficult to make much headway against the drought, and therefore continued crop moisture stress and yield production potentials will continue to slide downward throughout a big part of this period of time. In fact, for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we're not expecting much in the way of significant changes across the majority of the Corn Belt. A high-pressure ridge is expected to build up across portions of the Midwest, and in particular, this will be in the plains and the western Corn Belt. The ridge will be in place most of next week and continuing into the following weekend, and as a result, we'll see temperatures very warm to hot. Highs will run mostly in the middle 80s through the lower 90s in the eastern Midwest, with a few middle 90s possible. Temperatures in the western Corn Belt, though, will be notably warmer, with highs mostly in the 90s and lower 100s. The heat will be significant enough to continue a serious degree of stress for many crops in the driest areas, which includes portions of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, even southwestern Iowa, and there will be a portion of South Dakota that will be included as well. These areas all need a significant amount of precipitation in order to break down the drier pattern, and we're just not likely to see it anytime real soon. Most of the computer forecast models are being very consistent about the distribution of rain or lack thereof over this period of time, and that's the reason why we still feel strongly that there's going to continue to be problems with production potentials. The longer-range outlook, getting us into the final days of July, don't really offer a tremendous amount of change, and so the same general scenario is likely to play out. Our low temperatures at night will likely be warm enough to continue the stress on many crops. We'll see a lot of 60 and 70-degree lows coming up here, especially next week when the relative humidity will be highest and the afternoon temperatures warmest as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.